Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
Trump offense, North Korean missiles. I'm Elliot Francis. Donald Trump plans to fire back at Hillary Clinton this morning during a highly anticipated speech in New York City. More from correspondent Steve Kastenbaum.
Trump was supposed to give this speech a week ago, but he instead talked about terrorism in the wake of the attack in Orlando. He said in his Twitter feed that he'll talk about the failed policies and bad judgment of Hillary Clinton. He's also expected to talk about the Clintons profiting from their public service. Now, this comes just a few days after Trump fired campaign manager Corey Lewandowski. He also released a shocking financial disclosure a few days ago that showed his campaign had only $1.3 million on hand. Clinton has over $42 million at this point. While Clinton has close to 800 campaign workers nationally, Trump has just 73. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
North Korea fired two medium-range missiles earlier this morning. Both were fired within hours of each other and fell into the Sea of Japan. First launch failed. No word if the second launch was a success. I'm Elliot Francis. Campaigning in Ohio, Hillary Clinton argued that Donald Trump would throw the U.S. back into a recession. Correspondent Bob Costantini reports.
Donald Trump polls well when Americans consider which candidate would be better for the U.S. economy. But in Columbus, Hillary Clinton paralleled a speech she'd made a couple weeks ago, suggesting Trump would be dangerous for national security.
You might think that because he has spent his life as a businessman, he'd be better prepared to handle the economy. Well, it turns out he's dangerous there, too.
Clinton said Trump's tax cut plans would raise the national debt by as much as $30 trillion over 20 years. And while she offered no debt reduction plan herself, she did say what she wants to do to promote stronger growth will be paid for. Bob Costantini, Washington.
The FAA is releasing new rules for the commercial use of multirotor drones. Long-awaited guidelines will allow businesses to legally use UAVs for monitoring crops, finding missing persons, and filming movies. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Experts with the National Weather Service confirm a tornado struck western Howard County during yesterday's severe storms. It touched down, they say, about a mile southwest of Poplar Springs in western Howard County. They've determined it was an EF0 tornado with wind speeds of about 80 miles an hour. No reports of any serious injuries. Metro's Cleveland Park Station will be open again today, but for a while last night it was underwater. Flash flooding sent water cascading down the stairs into the station like a waterfall. Red Line trains bypassed the station for about 2 hours. At this hour, Dominion Virginia Power says just under 1,200 of its Northern Virginia customers are still without power. BGE is reporting about 7,400 of its customers are in the dark this morning. Montgomery County's 5-cent bag tax has been around for quite a while now, but doesn't appear to be doing what the tax is supposed to do.
The bag tax was created to encourage people to bring their own bags to the grocery store. But Montgomery County Executive Ike Leggett says in many cases, even with the county handing out reusable bags, people don't use them for that purpose.
We provided a bag fee of not collected bags and find it inconvenient for them to go to pick them up.
In fact, the county has collected more than $10 million in bag fees since the program started in 2012. So now what?
I don't think we need to provide an outright ban at this point in time, but I think what we do need to do is better educate people.
Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The D.C. Council has given final approval to raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2020. The district will now join the states of New York and California and a number of other cities that have all voted to more than double the federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,830, the Nasdaq at 4844. Sports, the Nats drop their fourth straight, losing once again to the Dodgers. The O's fall to San Diego. WNBA, the Mystics host Indiana tonight. And the top-ranked Argentine soccer team beats Team USA at the Copa America tournament. WMAL News Time 504 up next. Traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? Are those high energy bills taking a toll on your wallet? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. That's right. For a limited time, you can have energy-efficient comfort for only $83 a month. For details and to schedule your free estimate, call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
You know, nobody likes paying higher taxes. Chris Plant here. I just met with an amazing financial coach and syndicated radio host, David Ahrens. David specializes in a strategy to help you enjoy a tax-free retirement. He ran a scenario for me, and let me tell you, I was very impressed. No gimmicks here. Take my advice, give David a call, and he'll deliver a free copy of his award-winning book. 888-411-4130. Nothing could be more important to your financial future. 888-411-4130.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Around the Beltway, we'll begin. Good news. Nice and quiet. Maryland, Virginia. Rock Creek Parkway cruiser out. Overnight road work scheduled to be there until 6 o'clock right near the Kennedy Center. You do get by one lane each direction. Baltimore, Washington Parkway. Incident northbound as you come up to 198. They had some overnight construction. And then northbound before you get to I-175. That's where we had the crash. No problems in the southbound direction. In Maryland, 95, 29, 270. Pushing down to the Beltway. Nice quiet start. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some got cracked pretty good yesterday. Now we'll continue to see drier weather settle in for today. Still warm, though, up near 90 degrees with a westerly breeze around and a pretty good shout of sunshine. Chance of showers late tonight, maybe a thunderstorm, 70 degrees. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, they may be severe, especially in the afternoon, 88. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 64 in Haymarket, 69 in Waldorf, 70 degrees in Washington. Nearly one of every $5 Donald Trump is raising for his presidential campaign is going back to his businesses. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
WMAL. It is 5:07. You're listening to WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. I'm Larry O'Connor, and sitting in for Brian Wilson, Mercedes Schlapp. Look at there. It's our little friend Mercedes Schlapp here.
Dancing
early
with the
this
mic.
Morning.
How are you? Good
well,
morning,
yeah, Mike
Larry.
McKay gave us some very jazzy music to
I
dance
know.
To.
I love it, Mike.
Gets us going at 5 a.m. Coming up at 7 a.m., Tom Fitton, Judicial Watch, is going to be live here in studio. A whole lot going on with the Hillary Clinton email scam story. Tom Fitton's in the center of it, and he'll be with us in studio. 7:35, KT McFarland, North Korea, just shot up another missile. We'll talk to KT. And then at 8:05, our friend counterculturalist Tucker Carlson of the Daily Caller and Fox News Channel will be our guest. Once again, I'm Larry O'Connor. That's Mercedes Schlapp. And let's get right into the discussions about the presidential election. Have you heard, Mercedes, that there's a presidential election happening?
Like, really? For sure? Yeah. What are you talking about?
In November, apparently, we're going to pick a brand new chief executive for the American government. And yesterday, Donald Trump, the man who Republicans voters have chosen to be their nominee, spoke before a group of evangelical Christians. Now, this is a pretty big deal because you're not going to win the presidency if you're a Republican without the evangelical vote. In fact, many people would say that Mitt Romney didn't win the presidency because a whole lot of evangelicals stayed home because he was Mormon, not because of his positions, not because of his values, not because of things that he stood for and proclaimed and was willing to put forth as the president, as opposed to what we would get from a President Obama. No, solely because he was a practicing Mormon. So if you're an evangelical Christian, if you vote with your faith, if you are motivated by what you believe to be a higher power and a higher calling with regard to your American politics, then tell me, what does Donald Trump need to do to get your vote? And if you had to choose today between Donald Trump, a New York Christian, and Hillary Clinton, I don't know what her situation is. Neither does Trump, by the way. He mentioned that yesterday. Who's got your vote right now? And are you motivated? Are you ready to just charge through a wall for either of these candidates? Give us a call, 888-630-WMAL, 888-630-9625. Ben Carson suggests that there's something like 17 million evangelical voters out there that have, as they say, disappeared. They've just been,
they're MIA. They're missing in action.
What needs to be done to bring them back to the fray? Or are believing evangelical Christians starting to get so cynical about their leaders? Are they just like any other Republican? It's like, okay, fine. I do all this work. I pay all this money. I knock on doors. You get into office, and then you forget about me. You don't do anything for me. I have a feeling that that's where they are right now, and they've decided, you know what? Let's just worry about our family. Let's worry about our home and leave Washington to the cynical politicians.
Right, but I got to tell you something. The Trump phenomenon has caused a bit of an awakening with the evangelical Christians. When you think back at the South Carolina primary, Larry, he wooed these evangelical Christians. Remember, Senator Ted Cruz was supposed to win hands down the evangelical vote through the South. And guess who won those votes? Yeah. It was Donald Trump. He overperformed with the evangelical Christians. I think partly because of the fact that they connected with him on views like immigration, Second Amendment issues, and not that the faith issues weren't, obviously they're very important for the evangelical Christians, but they thought of Donald Trump as being that outsider, the fact that he was going to shake things up in Washington, a message that has worked for Donald Trump, and it actually brought in a lot of those evangelical Christians.
So you're right, and it was always remarkable to me that evangelical Christians, who, let's face it, Supreme Court justices are probably their number one issue.
That's right.
Because that affects our culture way more than anything else, and Christian voters should be concerned about our culture, about our schools, about what's being taught in our schools, about how our kids are growing up and what they're exposed to, and the Supreme Court probably affects that more than an elected official. And they weighed the choice between, okay, the kind of justice Ted Cruz will put in there and the kind of justice Donald Trump will put in there. And they chose Trump over Cruz. I find that remarkable.
I do too. We all were. I think all the pundits were shocked with the fact that the evangelical Christians decided that they were going to move forward with Donald Trump. With that being said, there are the rank and file Christian leaders that did support and endorse Ted Cruz Rubio over Donald Trump. And now those are the people at Donald Trump that he's trying to court and say, look, I will pick conservative Supreme Court justices.
All right. So here's another question for you, all you faith-based voters out there. Donald Trump says, and this is the thing that rubs a lot of people the wrong way. We're both Catholic, which means we have a deep religious belief, but we know nothing about the Bible. But there are a lot of other Bible-believing Christians out there, evangelicals, Baptists, and Protestants, whatever you want to call yourselves, who are absolutely motivated by your understanding of your faith and what you believe America's role in God's plan for this universe is. And Donald Trump goes out there and he tries to talk to these evangelicals. And we've already done the whole 2 Corinthians things. Well, listen to this one. I want to know what your response is to Donald Trump talking about whether, in fact, we should follow the biblical teachings that we should all pray for our leaders. That's something that we do that in Catholic Church every week. Even we Catholics.
That's right.
Pray for our political leaders, no matter who they are, whether they're Republican, Democrat, you know, even Ross Perot we prayed for. Here, listen.
Some of the people were saying, let's pray for our leaders. I said, well, you can pray for your leaders, and I agree with that. Pray for everyone. But what you really have to do is you have to pray to get everybody out to vote for one specific person. And we can't be, again, politically correct and say we pray for all of our leaders, because all of your leaders are selling Christianity down the tubes, selling the evangelicals down the tubes. And it's a very, very bad thing that's happening.
So it is biblical. Please, if you'd like to react to that, 888-630-WMAL. It is bona fide biblical teaching that we should pray for our leaders so that they are guided in the right way.
Oh, Larry, you're taking this out of context.
Donald Trump is saying that's just political correctness.
Pray for the voters to come out and vote for one guy, and that one guy is me. And there's nothing wrong to ask for that sort of prayer, because guess what? Hillary Clinton will be the greatest threat to religious liberties in the United States. We've seen what President Obama has done. We're going to see the same actions, if not worse, by Hillary Clinton. And if there's something that's incredibly important for evangelical Christians and those of faith like ourselves, is ensuring that our religious liberties are protected.
Do you pray for Hillary Clinton?
I pray for all leaders.
Well, exactly. That's my point.
But that's because in my church, we pray in our church, they always say, you know, we pray for all the government leaders.
That's right. Trump is saying, forget that.
Well,
don't pray for all the leaders.
Pray for the voters, too.
He said,
pray for that the voters get out there.
And guess
what? You better pray a Hail Mary and an Our Father for all those votes.
You're trying to have it both ways, Mercedes Schlapp. Mark in Springfield, I'd love to hear from you. Is it right to say, only pray for me, don't pray for Hillary Clinton? 888-630-WMAL. Mark in Springfield. I'm not saying that Mercedes said that. Trump said that, though. Go ahead, Mark. You're on WMAL.
Hi there. Yeah, I call in all the time. But listen, let me tell you what the whole gist of the story is. America was based on a Judeo-Christian religion, okay?
Okay.
Now, when you, it's called a constitutional republic, based on a Judeo-Christian, all Judeo-Christian religions based out of the Talmud and the Bible. Now, let me tell you something. Our laws and rules and regulations go back to the Romans, but we should pray. We have to pray. We have to pray to God, the Jehovah Yahweh, and Jesus. Now, let me tell you something. I used to go to church right here in Washington. My dad's office was right around the corner from what they call the Church of the Presidents on I Street, EYE, and 14th Street. And it was a Presbyterian church. Donald Trump is Presbyterian. I used to sit there and sometimes, remember Mr. Rogers on TV? He was a Presbyterian minister.
Okay, so you think Donald...
And we're supposed to pray for everybody.
Yes,
but pray for everyone. The lost souls go to hell.
All right. All right, Mark. I think you're reading into what he said. I don't think he's suggesting that some candidates are lost souls and are going to hell, but they could very well be. All right, more of your calls. Now, Mark, I appreciate that. I appreciate the call, and we want to hear more from you, especially you have evangelical faith-based voters. Does Trump have your vote? If he doesn't, what does he need to do to get it? And should you keep praying for Hillary Clinton? 888-630-WMAL. It's 5:15. Now, pray for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives as Jamie Witten takes up her holy calling from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We need this every rush hour, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Oh, boy. And right now we have a little bit of activity on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway each direction. Yes, at this early hour. Let's go first north, leaving the Beltway north of Greenbelt. The overnight road crews still out and about northbound as you head toward 198. They were doing the paving project and on that exit to eastbound 198. You'll find a lot of bad activity. That's why you have some slowdowns on the approach. Then beyond, we'll continue north up near BWI exit, near I-195 for crash, if you get by, with just a brief delay for now. Slowing is the southbound side, southbound between 175 and 32 for a crash. So southbound side, Baltimore-Washington Parkway bunched up. George Washington Parkway, got nothing. That's good. 270, no problems. Beltway's quiet. And River Road, West Bard Avenue. Do watch for police to get you around the activity from the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies today. That's right. No giant storms. You know, we said yesterday that those storms could be severe. I mean, no one could predict that Cleveland Park Metro Station would turn into Niagara Falls. But that rain is behind us now. We're in sunny skies, partly cloudy, high around 90. Now, tonight we'll have occasional showers, maybe some thunder overnight, low around 70. And then tomorrow we're going to start the day with thunderstorms in the morning and then maybe some scattered thunderstorms. Later in the afternoon.
I'm going to pray for you, Larry.
I appreciate that. Certainly something you'd do for me, not for Hillary. 80% chance of rain tomorrow. Right now it's 70 degrees. It's 5:17 on WMAL.
This is Jamie Witten. If you have any dental fear or just need a great, caring dentist, contact Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
We can't be, again, politically correct and say we pray for all of our leaders, because all of your leaders are selling Christianity down the tubes.
Are you ready for a miracle?
That whole pray for all your leaders, that's just political correctness.
I think I'm sending Trump to Sunday school. I don't know about you,
Larry. That First Timothy, that's all full of PC crap. Come on. Don't pray for all your leaders. There's so many evangelicals down the river. Pray for the voters for one guy, Donald Trump. Pray for me. I don't know if that's...
You're really having a hard time with this, Larry.
I think when you're making an appeal to faith-based voters and evangelical leaders, as he was yesterday, to basically present the gospel according to Donald is probably not a great idea.
It's not his comfort zone, okay? Like, this is... Go ahead.
Austin in the district will explain it to you.
Yes.
Austin, you're on WMAO.
Good morning.
Hey.
I am a devout Christian, and our family does pray for all of our leaders across the board. But I do feel that being a Christian, we do need to be smart about it and collectively get behind a candidate that's going to take our country in a more in a safer, more Christian, Judeo-Christian direction. And I think that would be – it doesn't bother me that Trump was asking and talking about that. I think it's actually kind of a good idea. I mean, looking at the options that we're presented with, I think that's the best choice.
Yeah, listen, and I get that. And I think when you cut down to it and when you're standing in that voting booth, Austin, you have a binary choice, right, Mercedes? It's Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. And I agree. I think for those of us who are raising our children in our deeply held religious beliefs, and for those of us who are very, very concerned about the culture in our country and about the direction of our country's soul, Hillary Clinton is an existential threat to that.
Well, that's true. But and you also, I think for Donald Trump, it's going to take him time. I think we need to remember he's a political novice. And I think it's sometimes we want him to make sure he has the right language and the right terminology and make sure he knows, you know, how to pray or what to pray for. But it is part of his learning curve to be able to sit down with these evangelical Christians. And he really took the time to listen to them and answer their questions. So I think you got to give him an A for effort on that point of view. And I think he's trying to do the right thing, which is ensure that there's a Supreme Court with conservative justices and talking about the issues like religious liberties, like pro-life issues that are critical for this community.
Austin, it sounds like you're a deeply believing guy. Would you agree with me? It's fair to say that Ben Carson, of all the candidates, Ben Carson is the one who wore his religion on the sleeve, I think, more comfortably than any of the others.
Yes, I think he was very comfortable in his public Christianity and his deep faith. I believe he has very deep held values and Bible-based Christian ethic. And I think that was a great quality in him.
You know,
not necessarily perfectly politically matched, but
right. You know. and yet Dr. Carson was pretty much the first of the candidates who dropped out and immediately jumped right on board the Trump train. So is Ben Carson's endorsement and the fact that he is out there, I mean, he was a big part of yesterday's outreach to evangelicals.
Absolutely.
He organized
Governor
the whole
Mike
thing.
Huckabee as well.
Yes. Does that make a difference for you? Is that like, okay, if Carson is sold on Trump, I'm sold on Trump.
It does. It does make a big difference that Ben Carson jumps in with him. And I truly believe that Donald Trump cares in his heart, deeply cares about America. And then that includes everybody in America, including Christian people like me who feel marginalized a little bit in today's culture. And, you know, all we can ask for is somebody that is really looking out for everybody here and wants to, you know, have everybody obey our laws and continue our country in that direction. And I do agree with the Carson endorsement.
Thanks for your thoughts, and thanks for listening at 521 this morning. I want to get to Milton and Reston real fast here. Milton, you're on WMAL. What do you think? Hey, Milton, you're up.
Biblically, I consider this a choice between someone like Nebuchadnezzar and Jezebel. Nebuchadnezzar was a conqueror, but he ended up being a hero for the Jews and Daniel's mentor. Now, Donald Trump is going to fill that kind of shoe, but he's more likely to than Hillary Clinton. She's more likely to be my Jezebel.
Nebuchadnezzar versus Jezebel. That's all right, let me think on that one for a minute. Milton, thank you. You know what? It's actually a pretty good comparison. On the Jezebel thing, though, that's makes me a little uncomfortable with Hillary Clinton, just because I always think of Jezebel in a different sort of... we'll get to this in a minute. It's 522 on WMAL.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
Hey, everybody. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Lacombe Design. Good grief, was that a lot of rain? This has been one of the rainiest springs I've ever experienced. Now, while I know all that rain is good for the environment, I can't say it was great for your roof or my roofing business. Spring is typically our busiest time of year, but the rain definitely put a damper on that. So, while all that rain might have been the final straw for your old roof, it might be the saving grace for your old wallet. New Look is drying off with our summer savings sale to help recover lost revenues from the rainy spring months. We're honoring our biggest discount at 50% off your entire roof purchase. Half off the entire roof? That should make replacing that old wet roof a little easier. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Half off with our summer savings sale.
Whether it's you or a loved one, struggling with depression can be debilitating. At TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. With TMS, an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. Now accepting most insurance. Treat your depression now. Contact us for your free consultation at hopetms.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauvé, a psychiatrist with TMS NeuroHealth Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit hopetms.com.
It's 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
You want good news? Well, we have it. Coming in from the west, 66 looks great. No troubles coming out of Gainesville through to the Beltway, continuing through Falls Church and over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. 395, you have a wide open trip, Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Now for 95, a little bit of volume. Early birds slowing just a bit. Stafford toward Aquia and in Dale City toward Woodbridge. Now where we're not doing so well, Baltimore Washington Parkway, have a couple of problems. First, southbound delays are almost back to Route 100. The crash between 175 and 32 causing those backups. That's southbound. Northbound, two separate problems. The overnight road crews, you'll still see some activity in Laurel. Northbound B-Dub near 198. And then well beyond up near BWI exit at I-195 on that exit ramp for the crash. You get by a little bit of volume. 270, you're doing well, just seeing some slowdowns as you approach and pass the exit for 109. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More warm weather expected. A few clouds around. Warm this morning. Sunny to partly cloudy. 90 this afternoon. Severe storms may start threatening by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
70 degrees right now at 526. We continue our conversation about Donald Trump's very overt outreach to evangelical Christians yesterday. You can't win the presidency if you're a Republican without those evangelicals. And you would think this would be a no-brainer, Mercedes Schlapp. You're going up against Hillary Clinton. You know exactly what her agenda is going to be with regard to the Supreme Court and other legislative efforts. But the question is, will evangelical voters be motivated to come out for Donald Trump?
Well, I hope so, because the Republican Party needs the evangelical voters to come out. They're a natural fit for the party. And obviously, it's important for them to, you know, to get out there and vote for Donald Trump, because Hillary Clinton's not an option.
Liz in Leesburg, we don't have time for you, but you wanted to just say he might not say everything right, but he stands for what the Christians stand for. And that's why he's going to get the vote. We shall see, Liz. I really hope you're right. I do. I do not want Hillary Clinton to win. It's 527 on WMAO.
I am in full agreement.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I cannot believe that I'm actually agreeing.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reese and Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reese and Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reese and Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com. That's froyofranchising.com. Check it out now. froyofranchising.com.
the big screen store. It's game on. Buy a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99. Let me say that again. $8.99. Wow, that's big. The big screen store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and installation, second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your TV warranty free. Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. What's new at the big screen store? This week, get 0% interest for 3 years on Samsung's best TVs. Which means if you're shopping Samsung, the big screen store is the only choice. The big screen store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Coming up on WMAL, more on presidential politics as Hillary Clinton gave a pretty major speech yesterday all about her economic policies. And apparently, I can sum up her economic speech yesterday. This was her entire economic agenda for America. Don't vote for Donald Trump. We'll tell you about it. And the D.C. Metro that turned into a waterfall. Coming up after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. National Weather Service experts confirm it was an EF0 tornado that touched down yesterday afternoon in western Howard County. No reports of serious injuries, although the storm did bring down a tree that nearly cut one home in half. Metro is blaming flash flooding for the waterfall that came down the stairs and flooded the Cleveland Park station last night at the height of the storms. Red Line trains were forced to bypass the station for 2 hours because of the high water. Hillary Clinton is launching an attack on Donald Trump on a new front, the economy, saying he's dangerous.
Just like he shouldn't have his finger on the button, he shouldn't have his hands on our economy.
A new CNN poll out yesterday, however, showed more Americans have confidence in how Trump would run the economy than feel confident about Hillary Clinton. Investigators in Orlando continue to follow up leads on the man who carried out the nightclub shootings.
Omar Mateen was angry as he packed a bag with his guns and then made the two-hour drive from his home to the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. That's what law enforcement sources say Noor Salman, Mateen's wife, has told investigators. Salman says she pleaded with Mateen not to leave and grabbed him by the arm. She says she didn't know he was planning to kill dozens of people at the club. She also never called police to report what was happening.
Correspondent Ed Lavandera. Republican lawmakers are planning today to point to what they say is their version of health care. The plan relies on individual tax credits for private coverage and includes medical liability reform and expanded access to health savings accounts. One thing it's not, however, is a full-scale replacement bill for Obamacare. Checking your money, the Dow opens at 17,830, the NASDAQ at 4844. Sports Tanner Roark gives up a three-run homer in the eighth as the Nats lose to the Dodgers. The Padres beat the Orioles. Cleveland has a big parade and party planned today for the NBA champion Cavaliers. And golfer Rory McIlroy says he will not go to the Rio de Janeiro Olympics because of concerns over the Zika virus. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
25 years ago, a woman from Chicago found herself single when her engagement was abruptly called off. She began the search to meet normal, well-educated professionals like herself. Her friends set her up on blind dates. She tried the bar scene and contemplated online dating, but she wasn't comfortable with any of those options. The ideal date, she decided, was a lunch date or drink after work, a fun, laid-back, stress-free way to meet other professional singles. Thus, It's Just Lunch was founded, and the rest is history. Dating can be simple and worry-free. Besides, it's just lunch or a drink after work. To celebrate 25 years of worry-free dates, It's Just Lunch has a special offer for you during the month of June. You have nothing to lose except your single life. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and start dating tomorrow.
The Novak team hits the home field to score big with energy savings. Carol and Bob set up for a hit with power bill savings. Bob readies a power strip to turn off items when not in use. Carol signals Bob to use an LED light bulb. Bob gives the nod. The energy efficient LED is put into play, Oh, wait, there's a runner on the move, turning the power strip off. The Novec team has hit energy savings out of the park. Novec, your not-for-profit electric cooperative, providing winning ways to save.
Attention DC small businesses. It's time to dare to compare health plan prices. You might be surprised to find that you could save up to 24% simply by switching to United Healthcare. In fact, you may save up to $1,229 per year per employee. With some of the lowest prices in town, United Healthcare means business. Get a quick plan and price overview at uhc.com/compare. Health plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company, Optimum Choice Incorporated, or United Healthcare of the Mid-Atlantic Incorporated, depending on the coverage purchased.
Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today, 1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
5:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound. Watch for delays to get by the crash south of 175 before you get to Route 32. Delays almost back near Route 100. Starting to thin out northbound into Laurel. Had the overnight paving crew northbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway approaching 198. Looks like they've just about wrapped everything up there. Now for 270, starting to see some volume forming. Have signal lights out MacArthur Boulevard, Arizona Avenue, and any areas that you see those signals, any signals that are dark, please treat as a four-way stop. As the rush hour gets going, we get word and reports of more areas where we might see some dark signals. Now, Beach Drive and Piney Branch Parkway have an incident, and on Beach Drive, anywhere you travel there, do watch. We may have some debris because of yesterday's storms. That is definitely a possibility. Let's get you in from the west. 66, seeing a little bit of volume in Manassas and briefly Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Guys, quiet day today. A few clouds around, a hot 90 degrees with a west breeze. Tonight, chance of showers after midnight, maybe a thunderstorm, 71. Could be some thunderstorms in the morning. There'll be more tomorrow afternoon, scattered around. Some may be severe with wind and hail. Heavy rainfall, 88 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Vienna, 68 in Frederick, 70 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
It's 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. This morning, in for Brian Wilson, who's on vacation, is Mercedes Schlapp.
Good morning, everyone.
Fox News contributor. Coming up at 7:05, Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch will be in studio to give us the latest on the FOIA and in general, all of the email scandals. To list the email stories with Hillary Clinton will take quite some time. Tom Fitton will be here to talk about all of them. 735 brings us KT McFarland, National Security Analyst. And at 805, Tucker Carlson, Daily Caller. I'm Larry O'Connor. Mercedes Schlapp is there. And let's talk a little Hillary Clinton now. We got to hit both candidates, you know, fair and balanced here, Mercedes Schlapp. And yesterday, Hillary Clinton gave what was supposed to be a huge economic speech all about what Hillary Clinton will do for our economy as president of the United States, but it really ended up being literally 75% by one reporter's calculation, 75% hammering, attacking Donald Trump. And it seems to me, Mercedes, you tell me, but it seems to me that this all has to do with a Gallup poll that hit late last week, which said of the top three issues for all Americans right now, number one is the economy, and Donald Trump is beating her by 10 points.
That's right.
Number two is jobs and employment, Donald Trump beating her by 6 points. And number three, national security terrorism, where Donald Trump is beating her by 4 points. And those are the top three issues for American voters. So if you're going after Donald Trump on the economy and he's beating you by 10 points on that issue, the only thing you can do is attack him personally and undermine his credibility. That's what it seems. She didn't talk about what she'd do. She just said, don't trust this guy.
Right. Well, Hillary Clinton can't talk about what she's going to do because she's going to be doing whatever Obama has done for the past 8 years, which we know has not worked. We saw the last job numbers come out. Dismal.
The fact
disastrous. We see the labor participation rate still at an all-time low. We see more individuals either getting food stamps or in poverty. It really has not been a positive narrative on the economy. So for Hillary Clinton, she can't run on Obama's failed economic policies. She's got to attack the other guy, which is Donald Trump. But I think it doesn't work as well with this economic speech in particular, because it did. Remember, the pundits were all praising Hillary when she gave that foreign policy speech attacking Trump. Mm-hmm. I think this one's a little tougher because of the fact that she didn't really. She's not selling her economic plan, if she has one, really, which hasn't worked. So
yeah, well, it's 5:39 in the morning, and if you're not completely awake, you're still sort of rolling around in bed or just sort of making your way to the kitchen to get your first cup of coffee to get up and at it today. Here, this'll bolt you straight up out of bed like you've just seen a ghost.
If we've learned anything about the economy over the past 20 years, it's that a president's economic decisions have real consequences for families.
Boy, she's trying really hard to keep that very low, measured, not so grating voice going, right?
That's right.
But
no screech, no screeching, no screaming.
But there's still a little bit of.
I want to talk about what Donald Trump is promising to do to the economy. A few weeks ago, I said his foreign policy proposals and reckless statements represent a danger to our national security. But you might think that because he has spent his life as a businessman, he'd be better prepared to handle the economy. Well, it turns out he's dangerous there too.
You know, for a woman who has been in the public eye really since her very first speech at her college graduation, she's really quite still very stiff and very uncomfortable in this kind of setting, isn't she?
Well, I think one of her biggest issues, as we know, is that she's not relatable. She's not the likable candidate like her husband was or has been as a politician. But I think for Hillary Clinton to make the case or go after Donald Trump's business record, I mean, she has to remember Trump has created thousands of jobs for individuals. This is unlike Hillary Clinton, who hasn't really produced one job for Americans, and he's promoted women into top positions in his companies. We also look at Ivanka Trump, who's very much a success story for Donald Trump and an excellent surrogate. So I think this speech Hillary's speech did not resonate as strongly or as powerful as the foreign policy speech that she gave.
This may be the one, you know, crafted line by a speechmaker that was meant to be the takeaway soundbite that everyone played.
Just like he shouldn't have his finger on the button, he shouldn't have his hands on our economy.
I don't know. That didn't really nail it. And again, she's trying to talk in these big, broad strokes and not specifically go after Donald Trump she went after his business practices, but not about what his policies are with regard to taxes.
Right, and this is part of the Hillary Clinton strategy. And Obama did this back.
Did you just say Hillary?
Hillary Clinton.
Oh, Hillary. All right. I thought you were throwing a little Nazi thing in there. That would have been pretty. I couldn't work that in.
Well, what I'm saying is that their point is to ensure that they're able to define the candidate early on. This is what Obama did to Romney back in 2012, especially when the 47% comment came out.
It's what Bill did to Bob Dole in 96.
It is clearly her plan, wants to define Donald Trump as being the dangerous guy. But it just doesn't sell when you have Hillary Clinton dealing with the dirty laundry that she's having to deal with in terms of her email scandal, in terms of the Clinton Foundation. She's just not the right, she's not the best messenger for it.
And you're right, Mercedes, in that she is stuck with selling 4 more years.
Yes.
It's the cake is baked for her. She got the big endorsement from President Obama. Part of the deal is she can't say the stuff that she was saying a little bit on the stump, what Bill and Chelsea was saying, like, we got problems with Obamacare, we got to fix this moribund unemployment problem. No, she has bought in. She is completely
the ultimate insider
in the Obama economy, so she doesn't have a new story to tell. It's just this kind of thing.
It matters when a presidential candidate talks like this, because the world hangs on every word our president says. The markets rise and fall on those statements.
She knows a lot about the markets with all those big speeches she gave. Listen, that message right there is the only thing that she has that she can hang her hat on right now, because according to the American people, by a wide margin, they think that Hillary Clinton has the better temperament to be president compared to Donald Trump. So she's going to keep hammering this. You know, he's a loose cannon. He can't say these things. It's going to affect us. I don't know if that's enough.
Well, I feel that when you look at the other countries, I like the fact that they're getting nervous when Donald Trump says, hey, we're going to renegotiate trade deals. It puts the U.S. in a powerful position. This is not what we have seen in the case of President Obama, who's been weak on issues with China, for example.
It's 543 on WMAL.
Attention homeowners. With this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit ARSofVirginia.com.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. The Combined Joint Task Force Operation Inherent Resolve has released details of the latest counterstrikes against ISIL in Syria and Iraq. Task Force officials define a strike as one or more kinetic events that occur in roughly the same geographic location to produce a single, sometimes cumulative effect. All results reported are based on initial assessments by ground and air. You can get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit geico.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeservices.com.
It's 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's JB Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry. Baltimore Washington Parkway getting a little bit better. It definitely is below speed still, but looks like the crash southbound Baltimore Washington Parkway south of 175. But before you get to Route 32, should be confined to the shoulder. Yep, like I said, still have delays, but improving. Northbound better as you approach 198 from the overnight road crews. Looks like they've wrapped up. And then the brief delay up near BWI Airport, northbound with the crash near I-195. That's been our busy section. 270, it's just been about the volume coming out of Frederick through Urbana and Hyattstown. No troubles right now around the Capitol Beltway, Maryland, and Virginia. VA, speaking of, 95. Here we come out of Stafford to Aquia on the brakes, Dale City to Woodbridge. And looking at 395, great time to get going from the Beltway to and across the inbound 14th Street Bridge. Across the southeast-southwest freeway, each direction lanes reported open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sun got cracked pretty good yesterday. Now we'll continue to see drier weather settle in for today. Still warm, though, up near 90 degrees with a westerly breeze around and a pretty good shot of sunshine. Chance of showers late tonight, maybe a thunderstorm, 70 degrees. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. They may be severe, especially in the afternoon, 88. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
70 degrees right now. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Dude, that was some serious rain yesterday. I remember you're down at Fox News Studios a lot doing your hits there. I was down, and I was on with the Simon Rosenberg, and he was in the big studio, which had the window out to the Capitol, and I'm looking at the monitor while he's sitting there, and this giant, you know, Dorothy Gale type Wizard of Oz, you know, cloud is forming behind him. I was ready for Nancy Pelosi on a broom to fly past the window. And man, that storm delivered unbelievable thunder, lightning, and the volume of rain. You saw the pictures from the Cleveland Park Metro station, didn't you? Coming down the staircase and the escalators, it literally was a waterfall.
You needed a canoe. Forget the metro.
I did. And it was amazing to me that people came down those stairs still. I mean, they look down, they see all the water pouring down, and they still went down into it. And on the little, you know, YouTube videos people made, these women are waiting like they're going bass fishing up to their thighs this rain was. What were they thinking? Just go to the Cleveland Park Bar and Grill and have a beer and wait for it.
They were trying to get home. They were trying to avoid the rain. There you go.
Other ways to get home. But it was pretty nasty and remarkable shots of that flooded metro that made national news. As of 4 a.m., this morning, Baltimore Gas and Electric reported more than 7,000 power outages in the area, and the majority of those are in Howard County, but some of them, about 1,000 in Montgomery County, still in the dark. And right now, Dominion Virginia Power reports that 1,200 Northern Virginia customers are still in the dark as of, again, 4 a.m. this morning, mostly in Loudoun and Fauquier counties. Nasty storm. But that's what it's like to live in the Chesapeake Bay area, isn't it?
And welcome to the summer. The summer. It starts to rain a ton out here.
Well, it rained a ton in the spring, too, didn't it?
I know. I guess it did.
But yes, day one of summer was really something else in Washington, D.C. It really is. It's the sheer volume of the rain that gets to me. I mean, I'm used to rain.
I prefer the rain over the dryness, that's for sure.
Oh, for sure. And a hot summer day with a good rain is always better than a cold winter day with the snow.
But my kids, when they know that big thunderstorm is coming, they all are like, okay, is there a tornado watch? Do we go downstairs to the basement? I mean, they have a whole emergency preparedness plan in the Schlapp house.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah.
And they get all charged up about it?
Very much so. I have my 9-year-old who thinks she's going to be a future meteorologist.
Really?
Yeah.
She's practicing in front of a green screen in
your
basement
right now? She does it all the time. She's always like, tornado watch.
Front moving this way. You got to do both hands with the front as it moves across the
country.
She's
ready.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. But again, Matt comes from Kansas, so the talk about tornadoes.
Oh, yeah. They know
they're like, we're not moving to Kansas, Mom.
Well,
talking about Wizard of Oz.
Let's face it, you're not in Kansas anymore.
No, we're not.
It's 5:50 on WMAL. Time now to check in with Rush Limbaugh, who also no longer in Kansas. Actually, he was in Missouri, wasn't he?
He
was originally in Missouri. He was born in Missouri.
Well, yeah, but now he's living the life in Palm Beach.
We all want to live Rush Limbaugh's life.
Yes, yes. We're all moving in, Rush.
In fact, I got to call my agent.
Back in the 1990s, school administrators in New York and Los Angeles devised a plan to combat the spread of HIV/AIDS. They decided to give away condoms to junior high and high school students. The idea took off. Soon, school districts all over the country were handing out condoms to teenagers, encouraging them to have sex early and often, as long as it was safe sex, because there was no way we can stop them anyway, they said. Well, it's almost 25 years later now, and we are seeing how it worked out thanks to a study examining the massive condom giveaway. Researchers wanted to know if the free condoms had any effect on teen pregnancy rates. The short answer is yes, it did. The study was published by the National Bureau of Economic Research. Shows clear evidence that access to condoms in schools leads to an increase in teenage fertility. Bottom line, schools gave teenager condoms and permission to have sex, and teenagers rose to the occasion. They had sex. Now, who could have predicted that? Well, lots of people predicted it. I predicted it. But those who opposed the condom giveaways are ridiculed by liberals for advocating that teens be taught abstinence. That was also back when the president, Bill Clinton, was getting Lewinsky's in the Oval Office from his intern while claiming that it wasn't really sex. So we learned 25 years later that liberals were wrong again. Of course, they're not going to be held to account for screwing up the country because they never are.
Rush, noon to 3.
Psst, listen to me.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Do you know what the fastest growing crime in America is? It's identity theft, and it can happen a lot of ways. Like when someone pretends to be you to open new accounts, or charge their utility bill to your name, or any number of other illegal acts. And that's where LifeLock can help. They use proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a whole range of identity threats. And if there's a problem, they have a team of U.S.-based specialists who will work to resolve it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions in all businesses, but you will get more protection with LifeLock than you get from free credit monitoring alone. So join right now. You'll get a special 15% discount off your first year. Call or visit LifeLock.com. Make sure you use the promo code RUSH15. That's RUSH15. Act now. Offer ends July 3rd, 800-440-4833. RUSH15 at 800-440-4833.
My name is Roosevelt. I always thought that cigarette smoking just messed up your lungs. I never thought
that at only 45 would give me a heart attack, and I never thought that it would change my life forever. My tip is, do your heart a favor and quit now.
Heart attack risk drops as soon as you quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
You're unique, so why is your mattress one size fits all? Because a custom mattress costs thousands, until now. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to HelixSleep.com/try now and get $50 off your order. HelixSleep.com/try now.
You know, most people think when the stock market falls, everyone loses money. But guess what? That's not true. There's a select group of people who reap in huge profits even when the market falls. How would you like to know what they know so you can make money in any market condition? Online Trading Academy has just produced a new video called How to Make Money When the Markets Fall. They would like to send you home with this free video when you attend one of their free half-day classes. This will help you understand how to make money when the market is up, down, or sideways. Once you understand how to make money in all kinds of market conditions, everything changes. Stop losing money. Stop losing sleep. Watch this video. Learn what Wall Street doesn't want you to know. Call Online Trading Academy now at 877-304-TRADE. That's 877-304-8723. 877-304-TRADE. Call 877-304-TRADE or online at tradingacademy.com.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And it's no shocker, we have a couple signal lights that are dark, and we might find more as more commuters get out and about and give us the updates. But right now, Northwest, MacArthur Boulevard and Arizona Avenue, Northeast, Taylor Street, and Harewood Avenue, that's over near Catholic University. Had one reported out in Falls Church, Route 7, West Broad Street, right in that intersection. We'll take you in from the west on 66. Here we come, through Manassas into Centerville. The volume, again, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and then through Falls Church. Seeing a bit sluggish, no surprises there. Same story with 95, heading into Aquia and over toward the Occoquan on the brakes. Now, the Baltimore-Washington Parkway making a recovery in Jessup. Southbound, the crash between 175 and Route 32, confined to the shoulder. 270 through Urbana and Hyattstown, with the big delays forming. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice quiet day today. A few clouds around, a hot 90 degrees with a west breeze. Tonight, chance of showers after midnight, maybe a thunderstorm, 71. Could be some thunderstorms in the morning. There'll be more tomorrow afternoon scattered around. Some may be severe with wind and hail. Heavy rainfall, 88 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 degrees at 5:56.
If you listen to the radio, you've probably heard me talking about Zips dry cleaners, about how we charge just one flat rate of $2.29 to dry clean any garment, and even less to launder shirts. Well, the truth is, we've been talking about our low flat rates for 20 years now. But we know some people still need to see it to believe it. After all, how can Zips charge just $2.29 when the competition charges about twice that? Well, you're about to find out. Because throughout the month of June, we're cordially inviting new customers to take the Zips Challenge. Bring in up to 5 garments you'd normally take to your overpriced cleaners. And if you're not completely happy, we'll make it right. Or give you your money back. Zips uses the latest high-quality cleaning technology. We just charge you less. So take the Zips Challenge going on now through the end of June. You've got nothing to lose and a lot of money to save. Zips. Professional cleaning, unbeatable pricing. For a location near you, visit 321zips.com.
New and exciting things are happening in Washington, D.C. And MedStar Washington Hospital Center is at the heart of it all. We're celebrating 60 years of leading the way in cardiovascular care with the opening of the Nancy and Harold Zirkin Heart and Vascular Hospital, the first of its kind in Washington, D.C. Patients from across the region and around the country choose MedStar Washington Hospital Center for heart and vascular care. Here they find some of the nation's most experienced specialists, a highly ranked cardiovascular program, and the latest in heart and vascular research. And now, with our new hospital, we offer a specially designed setting where the patient experience matches our clinical expertise. It's the heart and vascular hospital of today for our patients' tomorrows. For more information, visit MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Not long ago, we celebrated our 25th anniversary as a firm dedicated to, as many of you have heard, helping guys through one of the most difficult and crucial times in their lives. Starting out in 1990, my wife and I didn't realize that our mission would grow to include hundreds of attorneys, serving tens of thousands of guys across America and now in England. And though I'm proud of our growth, I'm most proud of the values that are the foundation of our success. And while it's true that Cordell & Cordell has aggressively defended guys facing divorce, the cornerstone of our practice, we've also encouraged reconciliation where possible. The fact is, we're proud to be the partner that guys can count on when the partner they hope for let them down.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on, 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Wednesdays,
the one, the only Mr. J.
Jay Leno returns to CNBC.
We've done some dumb things on this show, but this is right up there.
The shows are bigger.
This car is the essence of cool.
The rides are faster. And the laughs are louder. Jay Leno's Garage. Premiere episodes Wednesdays, 10 Eastern and Pacific.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Only on CNBC.
Coming up on WMAL, are you worried about Trump's fundraising? Because the media certainly is. We'll talk about it. Plus, is the Disney princess culture bad for girls, Mercedes?
No.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.